Blog Talk Radio.
Glory to the Most High Jah, Rastafari, King of Kings, Lords of Lords. Conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of God, light of the world, is these imperial majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie. Protect my son David as he traveled this lonely path. Steer my son far from bloody men. Surround him with opinions sharp as daggers. Bless him with a vision to distinguish friends from foes. Bless his listeners with understanding and patience. Remind the critics that all judgment belongs to thee. May the words of thy mouth and the meditation of thy heart be acceptable in thy presence, Selah.
Psalm 48. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge, for lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together. They saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgments. Walk about Zion and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks. Consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever.
In this road we're trodden, winding and turning. As we bend the new moon in this bright, bright morning time, sun is falling from the sky, thousand rain now in the sky. Your will is strong, but not on the lion.
Haile Selassie has survived crises few modern leaders experience. The brutal conquest of his country was the most painful. When he appealed for help to the League of Nations, he spoke not only for Ethiopia, but for the integrity of all small nations. The world turned its back and drifted into a Second World War.
run it, Miss Engineer.
Got to live your love life, shine, 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 yeah. Got to live your love life, shine, shine, oh, ah, yeah. Love light on, turn your love light. Turn your love light on. There's no place to hide in this judgment. It's the Armageddon. Love light on, turn your love light. Turn your love light on. There's no place to hide in this judgment. Now that the heat is on, I've seen the world which is ruled by money. More weeping and wailing, cause things are not funny. Soon people will be very astonished and feel as if they are being punished. Cause so many are blind and they lose their way, searching for a brighter, living for a brighter day. But then you have to know your night from the day. Remember that alone lead the way. Love light on, turn your love light. Turn your love light on. There's no place to hide in this judgment. It's the Armageddon. Love light on, turn your love light. Turn your love light on. There's no place to hide in this judgment. Now that the heat is on, if we are not separated, then we must be one. If we are not divided, then we must be strong. That there's only one place where we're coming from. Better be sure about your destination. Change so many things and start a revolution. There's too much disillusion and too much corruption within the people's mind and their meditation. Remember the love and love make you live long. Yeah. Love light on, turn your love light. Turn your love light on. There's no place to hide in this judgment. You see, I'm a Gideon. Love light on, turn your love light. Turn your love light on. There's no place to hide in this judgment. Now that the heat is on, and so many are fighting, yet they cannot see that the only way to live, the only way to be, is to live a life according to the Almighty. Remember that alone set you free. Yeah. Love light on, turn your love light. Turn your love light on. There's no place to hide in this judgment. It's the Armageddon.
So I and I, children, sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity, to the Maui, Haile Selassie. My name ready.
Book of 2 Kings, chapter 4, verses 1 through 37. Besama abo wawalet mafesa kadus ahadum lak. Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophet to Elisha, saying, Thy servant, my husband, is dead, and thou knowest that thy servant did fear Yahweh Buruku, and the creditor is come to take to him my two sons to be bondmen. And Elisha said to her, What shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in the house? And she said, Thine handmaid hath not anything in the house save a pot of oil. Then he said, Go, borrow thee vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels. Borrow not a few, and when thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee, and upon thy sons, and shall pour out into all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full. So she went from him, and shut the door upon her and upon her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. And it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said to her son, bring me yet a vessel. And he said to her, there is not a vessel more. And the oil stayed. Then she came and told the man of Elohim, Muruku, and he said, go, sell the oil and pay the debt, and live thou and thy children of the rest. And it fell on the day that Elisha passed to Shunem, who was a great woman, and she constrained him to eat bread. And so it was, that as oft as he passed by, and he turned in there to eat bread. And she said to her husband, behold now, I perceive that this is a holy man of Elohim, Buruku, which passeth by us continually. Let us make a little chamber, I pray thee, on the wall, and let us set for him there a bed and a table, and a stool, and a lampstand. And it shall be, when he cometh to us, that he shall turn in there. And it fell on the day that he came there, and he turned to the chamber, and lay there. And he said to Gehazi, his servant, call the Shunammite. And when he had called her, she stood before him. And he said to him, say now to her, behold, thou hast been careful for us with all this care. What is to be done for thee? Wouldst thou be spoken for to the king or to the captain of the host? And she answered, I dwell among my own people. And he said, what then is to be done for her? And Gehazi answered, verily she have no child, and her husband is old. And he said, call her. And when he had called her, she stood in the door. And he said, about this season, according to the time of life, thou shalt embrace a son, a bane. And she said, nay, my master, thou man of Elohim, do not lie to thy handmaid. And the woman conceived and bare a son at the season that Elisha had said to her, according to the time of life. And when the child was grown, it fell on the day that he went out to his father to the reapers. And he said to his father, my head, my head. And he said to the lad, carry him to his mother. And when he had taken him and brought him to his mother, he sat on her knees till noon and then died. And she went up and laid him on the bed of the man of Elohim, and shut the door upon him, and went out. And she called to her husband, and said, send me, I pray thee, one of the young men, and one of the asses, that I may run to the man of Elohim, and come again. And he said, wherefore wilt thou go to him today? It is neither new moon nor Shabbat. And she said, it shall be well. Then she saddled an ass and said to her servant, drive and go forward with the feet. Slack not thy riding for me, except I bid thee. So she went and came to the man of Elohim, Buruku, to Mount Carmel. And it came to pass, when the man of Elohim saw her afar off, that he said to Gehazi, his servant, behold yonder that Shunammite. Run now, I pray thee, to meet her, and say to her, is it well with thee? Is it well with thy husband? Is it well with the child? And she answered, it is well. And when she came to the man of Elohim to the hill, she caught him by the feet. But Gehazi came near to thrust her away. And the man of Elohim said, let her alone, for her soul is vexed within her. And Yahweh Buruku have hid it from me, and have not told me. Then she said, did I desire a son of my master? Did I not say, do not deceive me? Then he said to Gehazi, gird up thy loins and take my staff in thy hand and go thy way. If thou meet any man, salute him not. And if any salute thee, answer him not again. And lay my staff upon the face of the child. And the mother of the child said, as Yahweh liveth, Buruku, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. And he arose and followed her. And Gehazi passed on before them and laid the staff upon the face of the child. But there was neither voice nor hearing. Wherefore he went again to meet him and told him, saying, the child is not awake. And when Elisha was coming to the house, behold, the child was dead and laid upon his bed. He went in therefore and shut the door upon them twain and prayed to Yahweh Huduku. And he went up and lay upon the child and put his mouth upon his mouth and his eyes upon his eyes and his hands upon his hands. And he stretched himself upon the child, and the flesh of the child waxed warm. Then he returned and walked in the house to and fro, and went up and stretched himself upon him. And the child sneezed 7 times. And the child opened his eyes. And he called Gehazi and said, call this Shunammite. So he called her, and when she was come to him, he said, take up thy son, thy bane. Then she went in and fell at his feet and bowed herself to the ground and took up her son and went out. Amen. Kebole kwalu, kebole demsu, kebole hairu, kebole kitamawi halisilasi. Glory to him, word, sound, and power. Jah Rastafari, elect of himself. Bisham gitachim and halitachim. Yeshua.
We be loving the covenant.
The Brit Chadasha Chadish Kidan. Renewed covenant reading for RSS number 4. Wayera. And he appeared. From Luke chapter 1, verse 26 through 38. Luke chapter 24, verse 36 through 53. And 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 4 through 11. We begin B'Shem Ha'ab with Habin with Ruach HaKadosh Yahweh Ahad. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, he who be, who he be, the One. Luke chapter 1, the Annunciation, verse 26, Kaf Wow, verse 27, Kaf Zain. Verse 28, Kaf Chet. Vayehi Bachodesh Hashishi, Vayishlach Ha Elohim, Et Gabriel Hamalak, Galila, El Ir Achat Ushma Nazaret, El Betula Morasha Leish, Asher Shmo Yosef, Mibet Dawid. Veshem ha-betula Miriam, Vayaboa ha-malak ha-chad ra, Vayomer aleha, Shalom lak, Eshet chen, Yahowa imak, Baruka at banashim. And in the 6th month, the angel Gabriel was sent from Ha-Elohim to a city of Galilee, named Nazareth, to a virgin, espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in to her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, Yahweh is with thee, blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said to her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with Ha-Elohim. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Yeshua, Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called Bein Elyon, Son of the Highest. And Yahweh Elohim, the Lord God, shall give to him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary to the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said to her, The Holy Spirit shall come upon thee, and the power of Elyon of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing that is born of thee shall be called Bein Ha-Elohim, the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the 6th month with her, who was called barren. For with Ha-Elohim nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, Behold the handmaid of Yahweh, be it to me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. Luke chapter 24 to the 10, verse 36, Lamed Wow, verse 37, Lamed Zain, verse 38, Lamed Chet. Odam medabrim kadbarim haele ve Yeshua atzmu amad bitokam vayomer aleihem shalom lakem ve heima chatu ve nibatu vayachishbu ki ruach heim roim vayomer aleihem ma lakem ki tibahelu ve lama ta'aleina Mahashabot Bilababkin. And as they thus spake, Yeshua himself stood in the midst of them and said to them, Shalom Lakem, peace to you. But they were terrified and affrighted, and supposed that they had seen a spirit. And he said to them, Why are ye troubled? And why do thoughts arise in your heart? Behold, my hands and my feet, that it is I, myself. Handle me and see. For a spirit hath not flesh and bones, as ye see me have. And when he had thus spoken, he shewed them his hands and his feet. And while they yet believed not for joy, and wondered, he said to them, Have ye here any meat? And they gave him a piece of broiled fish, and of a honeycomb. And he took it, and did eat before them. And he said to them, These are the words that I spake to you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, that were written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms concerning me. Then opened he their understanding, that they might understand the scriptures, the commission to evangelize, and said to them, Thus it is written, and thus it behooved Mashiach, it behooved Christ, to suffer, and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things. The ascension of Yeshua HaMashiach, the ascension of Jesus Christ. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. And he led them out as far as Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And it came to pass, while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and were continually in the temple, praising and blessing Ha Elohim, praising and blessing God. Amen. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 4, Dalet, verse 5, Hey. Ki lochas Elohim al hamalakim asher hatau ki im horidam likitzbe harim vayaski reim bekable ofel leshamaram lamishpat vegam al hadorot harishonim lochas vayishmor rak et noach kore hatzelik veshba imo bahabiyahu et hamabul al-dor ha-rashayim. For if Elohim spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell, and delivered them into chains of darkness, to be reserved to judgment, and spared not the old world, but saved Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them with an overthrow, making them an ensample to those that after should live ungodly, and deliver just Lot, vexed with their filthy conversation of the wicked. For that righteous man dwelling among them, and seeing and hearing, vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. Yahweh knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptations, and to reserve the unjust to the day of judgment to be punished. But chiefly them that walk after the flesh, in the lust of uncleanness, and despise dominion. Presumptuous are they, self-willed. They are not afraid to speak evil of dignities. Whereas angels, that are greater in power and might, bring not railing accusations against them before Yahweh. Kabor lakalu, kabor ladimtu, kabor lakhailu, kabor lakermawi, khaile selase, be Jesus Christos sim. Glory to word, glory to sound, glory to power. Glory to Abinu Melkenu, our Father, our King, the first power of the Trinity, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Yes, I, Rastafari.
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible.
Book of 1 Kings, chapter 1, verses 1 to 31. Besama ab wawalet mafasa kadus hadrula. Dawid is declining strength. Now, the goose Dawid, King Dawid, was old and stricken in years, and they covered him with clothes, but he got no heat. Wherefore his servants said to him, let there be sought for my master, the king, a young virgin, and let her stand before the king, and let her cherish him, and let her lie in thy bosom, that my master, my king, may get heat. So they sought for a fair damsel throughout all the coast of Israel, and found Abishah, a Shunammite, and brought her to the king, to the Nagus. And the damsel was very fair, and cherished the king, and ministered to him, but the king knew her not. Then Adonijah, the son of Haggith, exalted himself, saying, I will be king, and he prepared him chariots and horsemen and 50 men to run before him. And his father had not displeased him at any time, and saying, why hast thou done so? And he also was a very goodly man, and his mother bare him after Absalom, and he conferred with Joab, the son of Zariah, and with Abathar, the priest. And they, following Adonijah, helped him. But Zadok the priest, and Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, and Nathan the prophet, and Shimei, and Rei, and the mighty men which belonged to Dawid, were not with Adonijah. And Adonijah slew sheep and oxen and fat cattle by the stone of Zohelet, which is by Enrogel, and called all his brethren, the king's sons, and all the men of Yehuda, the king's servants. But Nathan the prophet, and Benaiah, and the mighty men, and Solomon his brother, he called not. Wherefore Nathan spake to Bathsheba, the mother of Solomon, saying, hast thou not heard that Adonijah, the son of Haggith, doeth reign, and Dawid, our master, Haggiah, Gietachin, knoweth it not? Now therefore come, let me, I pray thee, give thee counsel that thou mayest save thine own life and the life of thy son Solomon. Go and get thee into the king Dawid, and say to him, didst not thou, my master, O king, swear to thine handmaid, saying, assuredly Solomon thy bane, thy son, shall reign after me, and he shall sit upon my throne. Why then doeth Adonijah reign? Behold, while you yet talkest there with the king, I also will come in after thee and confirm thy words. And Bathsheba went into the king, into the chamber. And the king was very old, and Abishag the Shunammite ministered to the king. And Bathsheba bowed and did audience to the king. And the king said, what wouldest thou? And she said to him, my master, my Gaia, thou swearest by Yahweh thy Elohim Buruku to thine handmaid, saying, assuredly Solomon thy son shall reign after me, and he shall sit upon my throne. And now behold, Adonijah reigneth, and now my master, the king, thou knowest it not.
and he hath slain oxen and fat cattle and sheep in abundance, and hath called all the sons of the king, and Abathar the priest, and Joab the captain of the host, but Solomon thy servant hath he not called. And thou, my master, O king, the eyes of all Israel are upon thee, that thou shouldest tell them who shall sit on the throne of my master the king after him. Otherwise it shall come to pass, when my master the king shall sleep with his fathers, that I and my son Solomon shall be counted offenders. And lo, while she yet talked with the king, Nathan the prophet also came in. And they told the king, saying, Behold, Nathan the prophet. And when he was come in before the king, he bowed himself before the king with his face to the ground. And Nathan said, My master, O king, hast thou said Adonijah shall reign after me, and he shall sit upon my throne? For he has gone down this day, and have slain oxen and fat cattle and sheep in abundance, and have called all the king's sons and the captains of the host, and Abathar the priest, and behold, they eat and drink before him, and say, Elohim, save King Adonijah. But me, even me, thy servant, and Zadok the priest, and Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, and thy servant Solomon, hath he not called? Is this thing done by my master the king, and thou hast not showed it to thy servant, who should sit on the throne of my master the king after him? Then King Dawid, Nabuch Dawid, answered and said, Call me Bathsheba. And she came to the king's presence and stood before the king. And the king sware and said, As Yahweh liveth, Uruku, that have redeemed my soul out of all distress, even as I swear to thee by Yahweh Elohim Zeisrael, Uruku, saying, As surely Solomon thy son shall reign after me, and he shall sit upon my throne in my stead, even so will I certainly do this day. Then Bathsheba bowed with her face to the earth, and did reverence to the king, and said, Let my master King Dawid live forever. Amen. Glory to the word, sound, and power. Kebole kwalu, kebole nimsui, kebole ketemawi haile klas, in the goose against Ethiopia, jara, safari, every time for Aiva.
And it shall be that if you heed all these commandments, I decree these words, I tell you by this day.
Elevated my chakra, Rumalak. We're living in the last day, Jenna James ways. We had a black president, he was representing gays. Barack Obama didn't come from the different slaves. Now how the fuck do we know how a nigga is raised? You're better off hearing the praise. Yeah, remember the end of the day. Yeah. Too many people think about their money, man. They need to think about the promise of the Holy Land. The covenant, you are the far right loving it. It's subliminal, left of the remnant. Call a criminal, death seems imminent. Life's 360, how you spinning it?
These words I tell you right and straight upon your doorpost and your gate. And it shall be that if you heed all these commandments, I decree these words I tell you right and straight upon your doorpost and your gate. And it shall be that if you heed all these commandments, I decree these words, I tell you right and straight upon your doorpost and your gate.
Amen. Amen.
The Lord, the Lord, the Lord.
The Brit Chadasha Chadis Kidan Renewed Covenant Reading for RSS number 5, Chaye Sarah, The Life of Sarah. From Matthew chapter 1, verse 1 through 17, and 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 50 through 57. We begin, B'Shem Ha'ab, with Habin, with Ruach HaKadosh, Yahweh Ahad. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, he who be, who he be, the one. Matthew chapter 1. Verse 1, Aleph. Verse 2, Beit. Sefer Toldot Yeshua HaMashiach, Ben David, Ben Abraham, Abraham holid et Yitzchak, ve Yitzchak holid et Yaakov, ve Yaakov holid et Yehuda, ve Achayu. The book of the generation of Yeshua HaMashiach, of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham begot Isaac, and Isaac begot Jacob, and Jacob begot Judah and his brethren. And Judah begot Phares and Zarah of Tamar, and Phares begot Esrom, and Esrom begot Amram, and Amram begot Aminadab, and Aminadab begot Naason, and Naason begot Salmon, and Salmon begot Boaz of Rahab, and Boaz begot Obed of Ruth, and Obed begot Jesse. And Jesse begot David the king, and David the king begot Solomon, of her that had been the wife of Uriah. And Solomon begot Roboam, and Roboam begot Abiah, and Abiah begot Asa, and Asa begot Josaphat, and Josaphat begot Joram, and Joram begot Uzziah, and Uzziah begot Joatam, and Joatam begot Ahaz, and Ahaz begot Ezekiah, and Ezekiah begot Manasseh, and Manasseh begot Amon, and Amon begot Josiah, and Josiah begot Jeconiah and his brethren, about the time they were carried away to Babylon. And after they were brought to Babylon, Jeconiah begot Salathiel, and Salathiel begot Zerubbabel, and Zerubbabel begot Abiud, and Abiud begot Eliakim, and Eliakim begot Azor, and Azor begot Sadok, and Sadok begot Akim, and Akim begot Eliud, and Eliud begot Eleazar, and Eleazar begot Matan, and Matan begot Jacob, and Jacob begot Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom was born Yeshua, of whom was born Jesus, who is called Mashiach, who is called Christ. So all the generations from Abraham to David are 14 generations. And from David until the carrying away into Babylon are 14 generations. And from the carrying away into Babylon to Christ, to Mashiach, are 14 generations. First Corinthians chapter 15, verse 50, Nun, verse 51, Nun Aleph, verse 52, Nun Beit. Lezot ani omer achai, ki basar wadam lo yukal la reshet et malkut ha Elohim, wa asher yikle lo yirash et asher lo yikle. Hine sol agale lakem, anachnu lo kulanu nishan hamawet, abal kulanu nit chalaf. Berega echad keheref, ein kitkoa hashofar, haacharon ki yitkaa bashofar, hamitim yechiyu bli kilayun, wa anachnu nit chalaf. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of Elohim, neither does corruption inherit incorruption. All believers will not die. Behold, I shew you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality, the final victory over death. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to Elohim that giveth us victory through Adonainu Yeshua HaMashiach, through our Lord Jesus Christ. Kabur lakalu, kabur ladimtu, kabur lakhailu, kabur lakaramawi, khaile salase, be Jesus Christos sim. Glory to word, glory to sound, glory to power. Glory to Abinu Melkenu, our Father, our King, the first power of the Trinity, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Yes, I. Rastafari.
Book of Malachi, chapter 1, verses 1 through chapter 2, verse 7. The love of Elohim for Israel, the burden of the word of Yahweh Guruku to Israel by Malachi. I have loved you, saith Yahweh, yet ye say, wherein hast thou loved us? Was not Esau Jacob's brother, saith Yahweh? Yet I loved Jacob, and I hated Esau, and laid his mountains and his heritage waste for the dragons of the wilderness, the Midbar. Whereas Edom saith, we are impoverished, but we will return and build the desolate places. Thus saith Yahweh Zebaoth, they shall build, but I will throw down, and they shall call them the border of wickedness. And the people against whom Yahweh have indignation for Iva, and your eyes shall see, and ye shall say, Yahweh will be magnified from the border of Israel. The sins of the restoration priest. A son honoreth his father, and a servant his master. If then I be a father, where is my honor? And if I be a master, where is my fear? Saith Yahweh Zebaoth, Buruku. To you, O priests, that despise my name, and ye say, wherein have we despised thy name? You offer polluted bread upon mine altar, and you say, wherein have we polluted thee? In that ye say, the table of Yahweh is contemptible. And if you offer the blind for sacrifice, is it not evil? And if you offer the lame and sick, is it not evil? Offer it now to thy governor. Will he be pleased with thee, or accept thy persons, saith Yahweh Zebaoth? And now I pray you, beseech Elohim, that he will be gracious to us. This have been by your means. Will he regard your person, saith Yahweh Zebaoth? Who is there even among you that would shut the doors for naught? Neither do you kindle fire on my altar for naught. I have no pleasure in you, saith Yahweh Zebaoth, Buruku. Neither will I accept an offering at your hand. For from the rising of the sun even to the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. In every place incense shall be offered to my name, and a pure offering for my name shall be great among the heathen, saith Yahweh Zebaoth, Buruku. But you have profaned it, in that ye say, the table of Yahweh is polluted, and the fruit thereof, even his meat, is contemptible. You said also, behold, what a weariness is it, and ye have snuffed at it, saith Yahweh Zebaoth. And ye brought that which was torn, and the lame, and the sick, thus ye brought an offering. Should I accept this of your hand, saith Yahweh? But cursed be the deceiver, which have in his flock a male, and voweth and sacrificeth to Yahweh a corrupt thing. For I am a great king, saith Yahweh Zebaoth Buruku, and my name is dreadful among the heathen. Chapter 2. The message to the priests continued. And now, O ye priests, this commandment is for you. If you will not hear, and if you will not lay it to heart to give glory to my name, saith Yahweh Zebaoth Buruku, I will even send a curse upon you, and I will curse your blessings. Yea, I have cursed them already, because you do not lay it to heart. Behold, I will corrupt your seed and spread dung upon your faces, even the dung of your solemn feast, and one shall take you away with it, and ye shall know that I have sent this commandment to you, that my covenant might be with Levi, saith Yahweh Zebaoth. My covenant was with him of life and peace, and I gave them to him for the fear wherewith he feared me, and was afraid before my name. The law of truth was in his mouth,
and iniquity was not found in his lips. He walked with me in peace and equity, and did turn many away from iniquity. For the priest's lips should keep knowledge, chokmah, and they should seek the law at his mouth, for he is the messenger, the Malak of Yahweh Zabaoth, Buruku, Amen. Glory to him, word, sound, and power, leaving you with shalom, Yeshua shalom. The name is Imperial Majesty, Kedemawi Halasalas, and the Wisdom against Ethiopia, Sumi Igazi Abahir, Ajara Safari, every time, Bissimi Yeshua, Amen.
The Brit Chadasha Chadis Kidan Renewed Covenant reading for RSS number 6, Toldot, Generations. B'shem Ha'ab, Weh Ha'bein, Weh Ruach HaKadosh Yahweh Ahad. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, He who be, who He be, the One. Romans chapter 9. Part 5, Parenthetic. The gospel does not set aside the covenants with Israel. The apostolic solicitude for Israel.
Emet ani medaber b'mashiach v'lo ashakar v'dayiti miida li v'ruach hakadosh ki gadol isboni v'ayin keitz v'da'abon libi. Ki mi yitin heyoti ani lecherem min ha-Mashiach be'ad achai sheri u'basari asher him b'nei Yisrael ve'lahem mishpat ha-banim ve'ha-kabod ve'ha-baritot u'matan ha-Torah ve'ha-aboda ve'ha-habtahot ve'lahem ha ומהם יצא המשיח לפי בשרו אשר הוא אלוהים על הכל מבורך לעולמים. אמן.
I say the truth in Mashiach. I say the truth in Christ. I lie not. My conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Spirit that I have great heaviness and continual sorrow in my heart. For I could wish that myself were accursed from Mashiach, from my brethren, my kinsmen according to the flesh. The sevenfold privilege of Israel, who are Israelites, to whom pertaineth the adoption, and the glory, and the covenant, and the giving of the law, and the service of Elohim, and the promises, whose are the fathers, whose are the patriarchs, and of whom, as concerning the flesh, Mashiach, Christ came, who is over all, Elohim blessed forever. Amen. The distinction between Jews who are mere natural descendants from Abraham, and Jews who are also of his spiritual seed. Not as though the word of Elohim has taken none effect, for they are not all Israel that are of Israel. Neither, because they are the seed of Abraham, are they all children, but in Isaac shall thy seed be called. The distinction illustrated, that is, they that are of the children of the flesh, these are not the children of Elohim, but the children of the promise are counted for the seed. For this is the word of promise, at this time will I come, and Sarah shall have his son. And not only this, but when Rebekah also had conceived by one, even by our father Isaac, for the children being not yet born, neither having done any good or evil, that the purpose of Elohim, according to election, might stand, not of works, but of him that calleth. It was said to her, the elder shall serve the younger, as it is written, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. Elohim,
God's mercy is under his sovereign will. What shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with Elohim? Elohim forbid. For he saith to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. So then, it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of Elohim that sheweth mercy. For the scripture saith to Pharaoh, even for this same purpose have I raised thee up, that I might shew my power in thee, and that my name might be declared throughout all the earth. Therefore has he mercy on whom he will have mercy, and on whom he will he hardeneth. Thou wilt say then to me, why does he yet find fault? For who has resisted his will? Nay, but O man, who art thou that thou repliest against Elohim? Shall the thing formed say to him that formed it, why hast thou formed me thus? Has not the potter power over the clay? Of the same lump to make one vessel to honor and another to dishonor? What if Elohim, willing to shew his wrath and to make his power known, endured with much long suffering the vessels of wrath fitted to destruction, and that he might make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy that he had afore prepared to glory, even us whom he has called, not of the Jews only, but also of the Gentiles? The prophets foretold the blinding of Israel and mercy to the Gentiles. As he saith also in Hosea, in Osi, I will call them my people that were not my people, and her beloved that was not beloved. And it shall come to pass that in the place where it was said to them, ye are not my people, there shall they be called B'nai El-Gai, children of the living God. Isaiah also crieth concerning Israel, though the number of the children of Israel be as the sand of the sea, a remnant shall be saved. For he will finish the work and cut it short in righteousness, because the short work will Adonai make upon the earth. And as Isaiah said before, except Yahweh Tzevaot, the Lord of hosts, have left us a seed, we have been as Sodom and been made like to Gomorrah. What shall we say then? That the Gentiles that follow not after righteousness have attained to righteousness, even the righteousness that is of faith. But Israel, that followed after the law of righteousness, has not attained to the law of righteousness. Wherefore? Because they sought it not by faith, but as if it were by the works of the law. For they stumbled at that stumbling stone, as it is written, behold, I lay in Zion a stumbling stone, and a rock of offense, and whosoever believeth in him shall not be ashamed. Kabur lakalu, kabur ladimtu, kabur lakailu, kabur lakedamawi, chayle solase, be Jesus Christos sim. Glory to word, glory to sound, glory to power. Glory to Abinu Melkenu, our Father, our King, the first power of the Trinity, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Yes, I, Rastafari.
Sabbatical study, this I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
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 We have fulfilled all. Praise be to Mesken, to Mesken, Xiavi Yemesken, Jesus Christos,
Jesus Christos. Sabbatical study, this I Rastafari sabbatical study.
Chapter 28. And Isaac called Jacob and blessed him and charged him and said unto him, thou shalt not take a wife of the daughters of Canaan. Arise, go to Padan Aram, to the house of Bethuel, thy mother's father, and take thee a wife from thence of the daughters of Laban, thy mother's brother. And God Almighty bless thee, and make thee fruitful, and multiply thee, that thou mayest be a multitude of people, and give thee the blessing of Abraham, to thee and to thy seed with thee, that thou mayest inherit the land wherein thou art a stranger, which God gave unto Abraham. And Isaac sent away Jacob, and he went to Padan Aram unto Laban, son of Bethuel the Syrian, the brother of Rebekah, Jacob's and Esau's mother. When Esau saw that Isaac had blessed Jacob and sent him away to Padan Aram to take him a wife from thence, and that as he blessed him he gave him a charge, saying, Thou shalt not take a wife of the daughters of Canaan, and that Jacob obeyed his father and his mother and was gone to Padan Aram. And Esau, seeing that the daughters of Canaan pleased not Isaac his father, then went Esau unto Ishmael, and took unto the wives which he had Mahalath, the daughter of Ishmael, Abraham's son, the sister of Nebajal, to be his wife.
Ever faithful, ever sure. Jah Rastafari, with no apology. And this is the Rastaman vibration.
Up there is.
מזמור למנצח אל הנחילות מזמור לדוד 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 מזמור לדוד
Give ear to my words, O Lord, O Lord.
אמרי האזינה אדוני, 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 אדוני.
Consider my meditation, my meditation, my meditation, my meditation, my meditation.
בינה הגיגי, הגיגי, הגיגי. Hagigi, Hagigi.
Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God.
My King and my God.
My King and my God.
Malki velohai, 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 velohai.
For unto thee will I pray, will I pray, will I pray.
Ki elecha et pallal,
et pallal, et pallal, et pallal, et pallal, et pallal.
My voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee, and will look up. For thou art not a God that hath pleasure in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell with thee. The foolish shall not stand in thy sight. Thou hatest all workers of iniquity. Thou shalt destroy them that speak leasing. The Lord will abhor the bloody and deceitful man. But as for me, I will come into thy house in the multitude of thy mercy, and in thy fear will I worship toward thy holy temple. Lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness because of mine enemies. Make thy way straight before my face. For there is no faithfulness in their mouth. Their inward part is very wickedness. Their throat is an open sepulchre. They flatter with their tongue. Destroy thou them, O God. Let them fall by their own counsels. Cast them out in the multitude of their transgressions, for they have rebelled against thee. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. For thou, Lord, wilt bless the righteous. With favor wilt thou compass him as with a shield, 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 as with a shield.
Well, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God, before God, before God, before God.
Glad! Rastafari. Glad!
This I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. Shabbat.
Shalom, Chabrim, Shalom. Hebrew first words. First words here for this seventh, the Zain, this seventh weekly Torah portion, reading and feeding an I and I annual Rastafari sabbatical studies. And for this Shabbat, this Shabbat strong, Why it's a Hebrew first words. Here we pick up with the first book of Moshe, of Moses, the Hebrew book of Genesis, known as Bereshith. Bereshith, also pointed Bereshit. Bereshit. Here we pick up with chapter XXVIII in the Chumash, the Masoretic Hebrew, chapter 28. Genesis chapter 28 in the Kaf Chei, chapter 28, verse 10. The Yud verse, verse 10, English verse. And Jacob, Yaakov, went out from Beer Sheva, and went toward Haran, Haran, Hebrew first words here for this seventh weekly Torah portion, reading and feeding in the Sefer, Bereshith, in the first book of Moshe, Hebrew book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 28, verse 10. Why yetze Yaakov be be'er Shabbat? And Jacob went out from Beer Sheva, Be'er Shabbat, and went toward Haran, Hebrew first words, Yetze. And he went out, Hebrew first words here, Yetze. Why it's a Hebrew first words here for this seventh weekly Torah portion, reading and feeding. Why it's a and he went, I went. Shem Ha'av Wahabein Ruaha Kadosh. Glory be to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Glory be. We're going to ride up here for this Porsche. Shema Yisrael. Hear. Give ear, O Yisrael, here for the seventh Rastafari sabbatical study here for this Shabbat strong. For Shabbat, why you say? Sabbath, and he went out, and he went forward, and he went out. Here, picking up the first book of Moshe, Hebrew book that is called Genesis. Genesis chapter 28, here at verse 10, here for this seventh Torah portion, reading and feeding. Shema Yisrael, Gevir Yisrael, Simi Ethiopia Hoy, Simi Yitzroshnim Zinbi, here. Yetze Yaakov, Mi be'er Shaba'a, Waya Yeleka Harana. And Yaakov and Jacob went forth from Be'er Sheba. Waya Yetze Yaakov, Mi be'er Shaba'a. And went toward Haran. Waya Yelek Harana. And he lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night because the sun was set. And he took the stones of that place and put them for his pillows and lay down in that place to sleep. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder was set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of Elohim, the true God, the Malaike Elohim, ascending and descending on it. And behold, Yahuwah, Yod-Heh-Weh-Heh, He who be, we be, stood above it and said, Vayomar Ani Yahuwah, I be, He who be, Ani Yahuwah, Elohe Abraham, Abika, Elohe Yitzhak, I, He who be, we be, the Elohim, true God of Abraham, thy father, Ani Yahuwah, Elohe Abraham, Abika, and the God of Isaac, Elohe Yitzhak, Haaretz Asherata,
shokeva aleha leka etanena ualizar eka. The land, ha'aretz, the land whereon thou liest, to thee I will I give it, and to thy seed, za'ika, to thy race, and thy seed, thy race, shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south. And in thee, I, and in thy seed, Za'ika, the I race, shall all the families of the earthly plain, be blessed. And behold, I, with thee I, and will keep thee I in all places, whither, where thou goest, and will bring thee I again into this land, for I will not leave thee, I, until I have done that which I have spoken to thee, I, to thee of. And Yaakov and Jacob awaked out of his sleep and said, surely Yahuwah, surely Jehovah is in this place, this Makom. And I knew not. And I knew it not. And Yaakov and Jacob awaked. Vayayikat Yaakov. Mishenato. And Jacob awaked out of his sleep. Vayomer. And he said, Akein Yeshi Hoa. Surely he who be who he be. Bamakom. Hazeh is in this place, in this makom, ba makom hazeh, with anoki, and I, with anoki, and I, lo, yada'iti, and I knew it not. And he was afraid and said, how dreadful is this place, this makom, this is none other but the house of Elohim, and this is the gate of Shemayim, the gate of heaven. And he was afraid. Vayayira, and said, Vayomar, how full of awe, how dreadful. Ma Nora, how dreadful is this place. Ma Nora, Hamakom Hazeh, how full of awe is this place. This is none other than the Beit Elohim, than the Beit Elohim, than the house of Elohim. And this is the gate, Sha'ar HaShemayim, and this is the gate of the heavens. Vayira, vayomar, ma nora hamakom hazeh, ein zeh ki ima beit Elohim, with zeh sha'ar hashemayim. And Yaakov and Jacob rose up early in the morning and took the stone that he had put for his pillows and set it up for a pillar, and poured oil upon the top of it. And he called the name of that place Beit El, Bethel. But the name of the city was called Luz at the first. And Yaakov and Jacob vowed a vow, saying, if Elohim will be with me, will be with I, and will keep me, keep I in this way that I go, and will give me bread to eat and raiment to put on, so that I come again to my father's Beit Bashalom, in shalom, in peace, then shall Yahuwah Yod-Heh-Weh-Heh Jehovah be Elohai, my Elohim. And Jacob and Yaakov, and Yaakov vowed a vow. Vayidar Yaakov neder leimor hima yihyeh Elohim imadi. If Elohim will be with me. Im yihyeh Elohim imadi, and will keep me in this way that I go. Ushmarani badereka hazeh, and will give me bread, and will give me bread to eat. Ushmarani badereka hazeh, asha anokia holek with, and natan ali lechem. If Elohim will be with me and will keep me in this way that I go and will give me bread to eat with, and natan ali lechem le ekol, and raiment to put on, ua begeda lilabush, so that I come again, so that I come again to my father's house in peace. With shavati bishalom illa beit avi, then shall he who be who he be my Elohim. Wehaya Yehovah li l'Elohim, then he who be who he be will be for me Elohim, the true good, the true God. Wehaya Yehovah li l'Elohim, and this stone which I have set for a pillar shall be Elohim's house. With ha eben hazot asher samti matzva yihye beit Elohim, and of all that thou the eye shall give me, shall give I will surely give the tenth, the tithes, to the eye. With ha'ebin hazot asher samtia matzeva yihye beit Elohim, with kol asher titein li asir asarenu lak. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, Gevil Yisrael, hear for the Sheni Aliyah, hear for the second reading, the second offering right here, for this Shabbat, Y-Yitzeh, Sabbath, and he went forth, and he went out. Here picking up the first book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Genesis chapter 29. Yaakov, Jacob's years at Haran. Vayisa Yaakov, Raglayoa, Vayayeleka, Arza, Bnei Kedem. Then Jacob went on his journey. Vayayisa Yaakov, Raglayoa, and came into the land of the people of the east. Vayelek arza b'nei Kedem, and came into the land of the people of the Kedem. Vayelek arza b'nei Kedem, and he looked, and behold, a well in the field, and lo, look, there were three flocks of sheep lying by it. For out of that well they watered the flocks, and a great stone was upon the well's mouth, and thither and there were all the flocks gathered. And they rolled the stone from the well's mouth, and watered the sheep, and put the stone again upon the well's mouth in his place. And Yaakov and Jacob said to them, my brethren, whence be ye? Whence be y'all? And they said, of Haran, I. And he said to them, know your Laban, the son of Nahor? And they said, we know, I know. And he said to them, is he well? And they said, he is well. And behold, Rachel, his daughter cometh with the sheep. And he said, lo, look, it is yet high day, neither is it time, that the cattle should be gathered together. What are y'all the sheep? And go, feed them. And they said, we cannot, I cannot, until all the flocks be gathered together, and till they roll the stone from the well's mouth, then we water the sheep. And while he yet spake with them, Rachel came with her father's sheep, for she kept them. And it came to pass when Jacob saw Rachel, the daughter of Laban, his mother's brother, his mother's ach, and the sheep of Laban, his mother's ach, his mother's brother, that Jacob went near and rolled the stone from the well's mouth and watered the flock of Laban, his mother's ach, his mother's brother. And Yaakov kissed Rachel and lifted up his voice and wept. And Yaakov told Rachel that he was her father's brother, and that he was Rebekah's son. And she ran and told her father. And it came to pass when Laban heard the tidings of Yaakov, his sister's son, that he ran to meet him and embraced him and kissed him and brought him to Beito, to his house. And he told Laban all these things. And Laban and Laban said to him, surely thou art my bone and my flesh. And he abode with him the space of a month, the space of a moon. And Laban said to Jacob, because thou art Ahi, my brother, Wendeme, shouldest thou therefore serve me for naught, for nothing? Tell me, what shall thy wages be? And Laban had two daughters. The name of the elder was Leah, and the name of the younger was Rachel. Leah was tender-eyed, but Rachel was beautiful, and well-favored. Sabbatical study, this I Rastafari sabbatical study.
Time. Not to rest you no find. Hunger, poverty, a system so unkind. As a matter of fact, there is an aftershock. When comes ground up my bed, I'm a pillow with a rock. Try to make it through the system, all the doors were locked. Yeah, nothing me to try, and so I ain't gonna stop. All the time they write a book on you. All the time the mother crap they would have put on you. Yet when you're in the dirt, they would look on you. They would only stand and wanna wear the boots on you. But we are
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiop, children of the Ethiop? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, children of Israel, saith the Lord.
Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study.
Hear to my words, O Lord, consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God, for unto thee will I pray. My voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee, and will look up. For thou art not a God that hath pleasure in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell with thee. The foolish shall not stand in thy sight. Thou hatest all workers of iniquity. Thou shalt destroy them that speak leasing. The Lord will abhor the bloody and deceitful man. But as for me, I will come into thy house in the multitude of thy mercy, and in thy fear will I worship toward thy holy temple. Lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness because of mine enemies. Make thy way straight before my face. For there is no faithfulness in their mouth. Their inward part is very wickedness. Their throat is an open sepulchre. They flatter with their tongue. Destroy thou them, O God. Let them fall by their own counsels. Cast them out in the multitude of their transgressions, for they have rebelled against thee. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. For thou, Lord, wilt bless the righteous. With favor wilt thou compass him as with a shield, 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 shield.
מזמור ה למנצח אל הנחילות מזמור לדוד אמרי האזינה אדוני בינה הגיגי הקשיבה לכל שבעי מלכי ואלוהי כי אליך את פלל אדוני בוקר תשמע קולי בוקר אערוך לך ואצפה כי לא אל חפץ רשע אתה לא יגורך רע לא יתייצבו הוללים לנגד עיניך שנאת כל פועלי אבן תאבד דוברי חזב איש דמים ומרמה יתעב אדוני ואני ברוב חסדך אבו ביתך אשתחווה אל היכל קודשך ויראתך אדוני נחני וצדקתך למען שורריי הישר לפני דרכך כי אין בפיהו נכונה קרבם הבות קבר פתוח גרונם לשונם יחליקון האשימם אלוהים יפלו ממועצותיהם ברוב פשעיהם הדיחיהם כי מרו בך וישמחו כל חוסי בך לעולם ירמננו ותסך עלינו ויעלצו בך אוהבי שמך כי אתה תברך צדיק אדוני קצינה רצון תעתרנו
always need more chizik, more chizik. The Gemara tells us that one of the things that always we need help in strengthening is a tefillah. So one may ask, how can I keep myself motivated for tefillah? How can I keep myself motivated to pray to God? I see things that I'm not getting answered. You know, it's very hard. Sometimes I'm just not feeling it. And first off, this comes from a person happen to know how big tefillah really is and what's on the other side of it. You have to understand that a lot of times when we meet a lot of resistance in something that is so huge and something that's so big, and you have to understand that the other side knows the sitra achra, the satan, the devil, the whatever you want to call it, the other side of resistance already knows how important prayer actually is. So what do you think? That it's going to be one of the main places that a person is going to have to experience that battle, that fight. But what should strengthen the person is that they should already know, they should be able to judge it by how hard it is for them to do it, that they're able to know how big this thing really is. So that should be motivation for everybody. Rashi himself says that when it says in the Gemara and the Second Brachos, so that there are things that stand at the height of the world. He says, this is tefillah, this is prayer. Say that the height of what, but it's disrespected the most. People don't take it serious. They don't understand that on the other side of this, it's not a maybe. I'm telling you this, especially on the things that are ruchnis, things that are spiritual. It's not maybe. Hashem will save the person. It's going to be dependent on how much emunah you have and how much betachin you have, how much trust that you have and your prayers. That's what's going to depend on you being saved or not. So that should be the chizuk. It's definitely, I see that it's very, very hard for me to
to pray, for me to open up and to be able to say what I can't feel. Hashem feels far from it. You should know that in that moment right now, you're facing the biggest resistance, because the biggest prize is on the other side of that. So we should all strengthen ourselves with the feeling of that Hashem.
Toda. That was Nassim Black right there. There. Little clip. Why are they stopping you? Speaking on tefillah. Tefillah in the Hebrew. Tefillah. Prayer. From the root palal. So right here we have today's daily psalm. Psalm 5, which is themed the morning prayer. Dawning prayer. So let's touch on the root of tefillah from the Hebrew palal. Is it the same as pray, or as we've been taught or have heard here? HaTorah and also Proverbs chapter 28, verse 9, point of reference coming up right here.
Yes, a section in Mark 11 and 24 with the morning prayer song. Yes, a section in Mark 11 and 24 with the morning prayer psalm. Psalm 5, verses I think 2 and 3, focusing on the theme of praying in the sense of the verb et palal. Though the other prayer we have in the next verse is italicized in the KJV, and we had pointed that out in the Palau, Tefillah, and Psalm 5, the morning prayer. And then after the broadcast, we shared that Rhema word on the daily psalm, Psalm 5, very important morning prayer psalm, the principles there, the precepts, we can say. Now we have Mark chapter 11, verse 24, where HaMashiach, Yeshua, Christos Jesus, Geta Jesus says, Isaiah says, therefore I say to you, what things or things soever ye all desire when ye pray. So that's the palal, right, the palal sense. Now it's interesting, as we went through that, meaning to judge, to like whether mentally or officially, like the difference between that sense of judge and the shofet mishpat sense. Then it says, when ye pray. It says, of course, you got the Bilai, believe. Now, I went through the pistil in the Koine Greek, the 4100, which says to think to be true, which is the same as the amene, right? We have the amen, Revelation 3:14, true and faithful witness. So to admit, and so we bring out that sense of, and so the Bilai, and getting caught up on that kind of loss or mistranslation right there, bring out the sense of admit as true. What do you admit? What do you admit as true? What do you have faith? So here we have the pistiu, as in pistis, sophia, faith, wisdom, pistiu as the verb, to think, to be true, to be persuaded of, to credit, important word, credit. Many would say belief, but then credit is perhaps a more applicable to understand and understand the true Hebraic sense, credit. Like something incredible, that means it's not credit worthy, right? If you're credit card or bank or something, the credit company says to you, well, your credit history is incredible. It's basically the same to you, it's not very credit worthy. They can't extend you any credit, right? So that sense of pisteu, the sense of the word that's often translated as faith and believe and belief, so forth and so on. Not to get caught up on the confusion of Bilai, getting to the root, the Hebrew amine, and here as the Hebrews and those remnant tribes, the black Jews, or even in Egypt, latter-day Egypt, you know, the translation from the Hebrew into the LXX or Septuagint was by Ainai people. So this was a good and a correct choice of words, pisteu, to bring out the sense of amina, the true sense of belief and faith, right? To think to be true. What do you think to be true? What are you persuaded of? What do you credit? What is credit-worthy from your understanding and understanding of HaTorah, of Jaloh? And then when it has placed confidence in the confidence, teaching of His Majesty, Ramavik, Ramavik, Hazalasi, confidence in the victory of good, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, good over evil, confidence, evidence, right? And then, you know, that sense of belief comes in, but it's a confusion. So getting the true root is the credit. What do you credit, right? What do you admit as true, right? What do you admit as true? Now I can have its moral, its religious reference, New Testament, Brit Chadasha, the conviction and the trust in which a man is impelled by a certain inner and the higher prerogative and the law HaTorah of the soul, the trust in Yeshua, trust in HaElohim, as able to aid either in obtaining or doing something. Some call that the saving faith, but the basic sense to administer true and trust, to entrust. What do you entrust? Even the word sound,
What do you have faith in? What do you admit in? What do you place credit in upon with respect or respectfully to a person or a thing? That is credit, the implications to entrust, especially one's iritical well-being to HaMashiach, or to that word, in the beginning with the word made flesh, to put in trust with. What is truth-worthy? What is trust-worthy? Now, another sense came out even afterward, just agitating on the podcast and the broadcast, where it says, he who forgets the law, right, even his prayer, it says, is an abomination. Do we have that correct right here? It says, he that turneth away his ear to Shema'ah, from hearing, from the hearing, his ear, from hearing the law, HaTorah, even his prayer, says right here, even tefilato, right, his prayer, abomination. Even his prayer, abomination. Now, it's interesting in the KJV, if you search the KJV Bibles for law and prayer, those two words in a KJV biblical search, you have Proverbs here, 28 and 9, and the only other connection with this in the translation is Daniel 9 and 13. So we have a Proverb 28 and 9, bringing out the sense right here. Let's go to the Hebrew. It says, Mesir azno mishamoa Torah gam tefilato to'eva. So if someone quits or stops listening to HaTorah, John's direction, instruction, even tefilato, his prayer as a noun. And the prayer as a noun is not found in Psalm 5, I think it's verse 3, because the verse is like a verse difference. But where you have in the KJV, italics, prayer in italics. So the connection of HaTorah, and thus even getting more to the root of the palal, falal, in tefillah. Tefillah as a noun, but thinking the Hebrews, et palal, I will pray. As in verse 2, I will pray. Right? He says, I will direct, I will order my words, I will order, whether it's a, see, the prayer sense is how I am mentally, you know, accrediting, right, iritically, right, what I am accrediting in I cycle spiritual state that I'm asking or beseeching or imploring or supplicating according to HaTorah. So the prayer, true prayer, is connected with the direction, instruction, is in harmony, as we can say, or in sync, right, in sync with the spirit and the truth of HaTorah. This is why it says, Meisir azno mishmoa Torah dam tefilato to'eva. He that turneth away azno, his ear, azno mishmoa, the ear, listening ear. He who turns away the listening ear from Torah, gam, also, tefilato, his prayer, the noun, as a sense of noun, the prayer, to'eva is detestable, is abomination. It brings out the hardest sense of that. You know, it's abominable, it's disgusting. You know, it's disgusting. You know, it's disgusting to pray to he who he be, lawlessly. You know, it's to pray. That's like, why are you wasting, like, in court? They say, why are you wasting the time of the court? It's like a contempt of the court. In other words, he that turneth away his ear from hearing HaTorah, from hearing Torah, direction, instruction, even tefilato, his prayer shall be an abomination. So here once again, that connection with the H8605 tefilah, often translated as prayer, and it's also in the psalm titles, a poetic or like a liturgical prayer, a certain pattern, a pattern of prayer, right? And then getting to the root, palal, to intervene, to interpose, also to meditate, to agitate, to judge, to intercede. But there's an inner sense, in a sense of judging, in a sense of officially, according to Torah, and mentally, in the psycho spiritual state. By extension, you can now intercede or pray and treat for others, like represent someone else's case, as it were. So the judge sense, right, is not the same as the shofet judge sense, or not even as the don. We have don sense, the words don, shofet, if we look at the different, you know, there's nuances of words that often are simply translated in English to the same word. And that often causes confusion, like when the Messiah, in translation, people assume, right, they imagine some error, they imagine something, they'll say, well, when he says, judge not, it means, like, don't condemn. They're looking at the context of the language in the study, don't condemn, right, don't condemn. right? So this is a different sense. And don't be in a condemnatory state of mind, because as we go on in the word sound of HaMoshiach that we have in Mark chapter 11, he says to forgive, right? So that Abba, Father, Elohim Ha'am forgives I and I, right? Because of, we say, the harmony, so to speak, you know, the, for lack of a better word, the karma or the reciprocity, as it is in the creation of Melech HaOlam, the universal king, the king of the universe, right? The universe, the reflection in the creation is built also in receptivity, right, to his word, sound, power. So this is a very, very important verse to connect with that theme and the idea of the root of tefillah in the Hebrew from palal, falal, right, which means to judge in the sense of officially, according to Torah, right, because Torah, official, direction, instruction, and Proverbs 28 and 9, he that turneth his ear from the hearing of Torah, his tefillah to, his prayer will be to'aiba, will be disgusting. His petition, his prayer will be disgusting. So this is a very interesting connection in how Moshiach in Mark chapter 11, just summing up right here, chapter 11, this section here, which says, have faith, right, that emuna be'elohim, right, have admittance, trust, confidence in Elohim, in the true good, the true God. For verily, amen, right, yea, amen, trustworthy is what I'm saying to you. For verily I say to you that whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, these are gems here, shall not doubt, right, there's no wavering in his mind state. If there's wavering in your mind state, you have to check it out. This is why he says, I will order, I will direct my prayer, I would direct what I'm saying, if in the context of a prayer, a supplication, an invocation, right, shall not doubt in his heart, waver in his mind, but shall believe or credit or admit as true that those things which he saith shall come to pass because they're in conformity, right, with Torah, direction, instruction, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say to you, what things soever ye desire, showing that desire isn't always a bad thing, what things ye desire according to the direction, instruction, when you pray, right? When you judge, you mentally, officially weigh it and bring it forward and order your words. It says, believe, but the sense of credit, admit as true that ye receive. So when ye bring forward your petition, you know that you are standing, right, in sync, in harmony, in oneness, right, with his instruction. So you kabbal it, you receive it, and ye shall have them. And when ye stand praying, here's the Amida, Judaically speaking, the Amida prayer says, forgive, let it go, leave it behind, let it go. Right? If ye have aught against any, that's your Father, who is, notice it says, also, that's a key word right there, also who is in Hashemayim may forgive you your trespasses. So that's the Hebraic, the karma sense right there. He will forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, don't let it go. There's a verse in the scripture, if I hold iniquity in my heart, right, Lord, you do not hear me. There's that verse right there. So this goes along with what we have here in Mark chapter 11. Here we're at verse 26. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, who is in the heavens, the higher region, forgive your trespasses, let them go. Right, do unto others, we call this the golden rule. Right, the golden rule is the golden rule. Right, the golden rule, do unto others. Love your brother as yourself. Right, it says that if I hold iniquity, right, in my heart. Let's see if we have this psalm right here. If I regard, the KJV, this is Psalm 66:18. If I regard iniquity in my heart, Adonai, the Lord Adonai, will not hear me. It's interesting. So just connecting the dots here on that theme, right, on that theme right here. If I regard, so it's instruction. Not just word sound only, but it's the word sound and also us receiving that instruction and crediting, admitting as truth that at the core and in the innermost of the innocence, if I regard iniquity in my heart, in my mind, right, Adonai would not hear me. And then we see how the Messiah, he emphasizes that point of forgiving, of letting that go. That's why he says, don't judge not. He says, judge not. Don't condemn. Stop condemning. See, because if you regard iniquity in your heart, you're going to be condemning, and then your prayer is going to be in vain because he's not hearing that. In other words, he's not feeling that. Right? Jah Jehovah is not feeling that. Right? And so on these themes right here, as they connect together, just to bring out and illuminate on practical application, just touching on this right here, you know, the connecting the dots right here on prayer, what it is and how it may be more effective, especially according to Yahweh, truth and life, his direction, instruction, according to Torah, HaTorah, according to the Orit, yes, I, the Ethiopic Torah, Ethiopic Torah, Ethiopic Torah, Ethiopic Torah, Ethiopic Torah.
In paragraph, came across the direct translation of the Lord's Prayer from Aramaic into English, and I just thought everyone needs to hear this. The Lord's Prayer that most people are familiar with is the translation from Aramaic to Greek to Latin and then into English. But this is the direct translation that archaeologists uncovered on a scroll from 1892. O cosmic birther of all radiance and vibration, soften the ground of our being and carve out within us a space where your presence can abide. Fill us with your creativity so that we may be empowered to bear the fruit of your mission. Let each of our actions bear fruit in accordance to our desire. Endow us with the wisdom to produce and share what each being needs to grow and flourish. Untie the tangled threads of destiny that binds us as we release others from the entanglement of past mistakes. Do not let us be seduced by that which will divert us from our true purpose, but illuminate the opportunities of the present moment. For you are the ground and the fruitful vision, the birth, the power, and fulfillment, as all is gathered and made whole once again. And so it is.
የሰማይ አባታችን ሆይ በሰማይ የምትኖር ስምህ ይቀደስ መንግሥትህ ትምጣ ፈቃድህ በሰማይ እንደሆነች እንዲሁም በምድር ትሁን የዕለት እንጀራችንን ስጠን ዛሬ በደላችንን ይቅር በለን እኛ የበደለንን ይቅር እንደምንል አቤቱ ወደ ፈተናም አታግባን ከክፉ ሁሉ አድነን እንጂ መንግሥትህ ያንተ ናትና ኃይል ምስጋና ለዘላለም
The Lord's Prayer in English, Ge'ez and Amharic. After this manner, therefore, pray ye. Matthew chapter 6, verse 9. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Ge'ez, Abune Zebesamayat, Yitkadda Semeke, Timsat Mengisteke, Weikun Fekareke, Bekama Besamai Kamahu Bemedir, Sisayene, Zalele, Eletene, Habene Yom, Hedig Leni, Abesane, Wagagayene, Kemene Hineni, Nehedig Lezi Abese Lene, Etabiane, Exio, Wester Mansut, Allah de Hanene, ወባለሃነ እምኩሉ እኩይ እስሚ ዚአከ ይእተ መንግስት ኃይል ወስብሃት ለዓለም ዓለም አሜን አምሃይክ አባታችን ሆይ በሰማይ የምትኖር ስምህ ይቀደስ መንግስትህ ትምጣ ፈቃድህ በሰማይ እንደሆነች እንዲሁም በምድር ትሁን የዕለት እንጀራችንን ስጠን ዛሬ በደላችንንም ይቅር በለን እኛም የበደሉ ይቅር እንደምንል አቤቱ ወደ ፈተና አታግባን ከክፉ ሁሉ አድነን እንጂ መንግስት ያንተ ናትና ኃይልም ክብር ምስጋና ለዘላለም አሜን
When was the last time you prayed Give Jah a hand for health and faith When was the last time you prayed? And all shall protect you from the pagan When was the last time? Could you tell me? When last you pray and go down on your knee When was the last time you prayed? When was the last time you prayed? After feeling not on your own understanding See Jah when you wake in the morning Please, I beg you please See Jah first and go down on your knees, ooh yeah You don't know what trouble lies ahead In this cold world where this is stingy And it's so easy to get misled Boy,
rent you like a top, so many will say. Cause them I wonder which part got there. But when them ask, this is what I say. When was the last time you prayed? Give God a hand for health and strength. When was the last time you prayed? How could you tell me, boy? When was the last time? Could you tell me? When last you pray and go down on your knee? When was the last time you prayed? Yeah. When was the last time? I never be ungrateful. You have to give thanks for everything where you gain. Now bother pray for your bread a big feast. Beg you please give thanks for the little now your plate. Ease up, look out and before you push out of your house. Beg you all a reference. In a street, set the place in a siege. You have to chant at least one prayer a day. Because you don't know what trouble lies ahead. In this old world where the system drained, and it's so easy to get misled. And when your plans start failing, I know you will say, hey, you will wonder which part got there. But when they ask, this is what I say. When was the last time? Well, ooh, ooh. When was the last time you prayed? I pray. When was the last time? Hey, when was the last time you prayed? Could you tell me, baby? Ah, could you tell me, boy? Tell me, boy. Could you tell me? Could you tell me?
מזמור ה' למנצח אל הנחילות מזמור לדוד.
Give ear to my words, O Lord.
אמרי האזינה אדוני.
Consider my meditation.
בינה הגיגי.
Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God.
מלכי ואלוהי.
For unto thee will I pray.
כי אליך אתפלל.
My voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee, and will look up. For thou art not a God that hath pleasure in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell with thee. The foolish shall not stand in thy sight. Thou hatest all workers of iniquity. Thou shalt destroy them that speak least. The Lord will abhor the bloody and deceitful man. But as for me, I will come into thy house in the multitude of thy mercy, and in thy fear will I worship toward thy holy temple. Lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness because of mine enemies. Make thy way straight before my face. For there is no faithfulness in their mouth. Their inward part is very wickedness. Their throat is an open sepulchre. They flatter with their tongue. Destroy thou them, O God. Let them fall by their own counsels. Cast them out in the multitude of their transgressions, for they have rebelled against thee. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. For thou, Lord, wilt bless the righteous. With favor wilt thou compass him, as with a shield, 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 as with a shield. Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line.
And hear, hear, hear today's psalm, Mizmor Hey, Psalm 5, Psalm V. Mizmor Hey, here a midrash, here a study on the Psalms, today's Psalm, Mizmor Hey, Psalm 5. Lanatzeach il ha-nechilot, Mizmor le-Dawid, for the leader, upon the nechilot, possessions, Mizmor le-Dawid. A Psalm of David. Here, the title of the superscription, Hebraically, the first verse. Lanatzeach il ha-nechilot, Mizmor le-Dawi. This verse is to be considered in the light, in the illumination of what Scripture says elsewhere. From the wilderness to Matana, and from Matana to Nahaliel, and from Nahaliel to Bamot, and from Bamot to the valley that is in the country of Moab. Bamidbar, Numbers. Numbers chapter 21, verse 18b to verse 20a. So this verse, the opening verse, here, Mizmor Hey, Psalm 5, Psalm V, Mizmor Hey, La Menatzeach, Il Ha Nechilot, Mizmor Lidawi. For the leader, Lanatzeach, chief musician, upon the Nechilot, possessions, a psalm of David. Lanatzeach il ha-Nechilot, Mizmor le-Dawid. So the opening verse, the superscription, the title of this verse, is to be considered in the light, the illumination, what Scripture says elsewhere, even in Bamidbar, in Numbers chapter 21, verse 18b to verse 20a. From the wilderness to Matana, and from Matana to Nahaliel, and from Nahaliel to Bamot, and from Bamot to the valley that is in the country of Moab. Ua mia midbar Matana. Ua mia Matana Nahaliel. Ua mia Nahaliel Bamot. Ua mi bamota ha gaya shara bia sede moab. Midrash note, hear, Midrash study on the Psalms, Midrash Tehillim, hear, Mizmor Hey, Psalm 5, Midrash note, hear, Nachaliel. The expositions that follow, they exploit the similarity of sound and meaning Hebraically in the two words, Nechilot and Nachaliel. Hear the expositions here in this Midrash on Mizmor Hey, Psalm 5. The expositions that follow, they exploit the similarity of sound and meaning Hebraically and the Hebrew meaning in the two words, these two Hebrew words, Nechilot and Nachaliel. Rav Yehuda, Judah, took the expression from the wilderness to Matana. From the wilderness to Matana, to mean that by virtue of the kind of place a wilderness is, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the children of Israel, the Israelites were there, deemed worthy of having HaTorah, the Torah given to them, at the hands of Moshe, at the hands of Moses, to whom it is said, even in Shemot, Exodus chapter 31, verse 18, the Lord gave the two tables of testimony from Matana to Nachaliel. He took to mean that there the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the children of Israel, possessed themselves of a false god, saying, quote, "This is thy God, O Israel," even in Shemot, in Exodus chapter 32, verse 8. From Nachaliel to Bamot, he took to mean that after they took possession of the false god, the angel of death, of Mot, of Mavet, came out against them, as is said even in Bamidbar, Numbers chapter 14, verse 35. "Surely in this wilderness they shall be consumed, and they shall die." And from Bamot to the valley that is in the country of Moab, he took to mean that in the valley of Moab, they did that which delayed their entrance into the land, so that Moses, the servant of the Lord, having died outside the land, had to be buried in the valley. Of this, Jeremiah said, "How canst thou say, I am not defiled, I have not gone after Baalim? See thy way in the valley. Know what thou hast done." Even here, Yirmiyahu, Ermias, Jeremiah, chapter 2, verse 23. "Aich tomri lo nitameti, achrei ha-be'alim lo halakti, ri'i darkecha bagaiya, be'iya meh asit." How canst thou say, here, speaking to she, he who be, speaking to she, "Eik tomri, lo nitameti, I am not defiled." How? Eik. How? Tomri, how canst thou say, speaking to she, "Eik tomri, lo nitameti, I am not defiled." How can you say, "Lo nitameti, achrei ha-be'alim lo halakti, I have not gone after the Baalim. Achrei ha-be'alim lo halakti. Ri, darkecha bagaiya. See thy way, bagaiya. See thy way in the valley. Ri, darkecha bagaiya. De'i, know. Become cognizant, know. Speaking to she. De'i, meh asit. What thou hast done. De'i, meh asit. Know what thou, the I, hast done. Aik tomri, lo nitameti, achrei ha-be'alim lo halakti, ri darkeka bagaiya, da'i me'asit. How canst thou say, "I am not defiled, I have not gone after the Baalim"? See thy way in the valley. Know what thou, the eye, hast done. So here, Midrash notes. Ua mia midbar matane. from the wilderness, Ua Miyamidabar Matana, from the wilderness to Matana, 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 from the wilderness to Matana. Here, here, Midrash note. A wilderness, Midbar, Midbar, a wilderness is a place held in common, free from chet, chatiyat, sin, akri, lack, and free from distraction. So here, 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 Midrash note, Rav, Yehuda, Judah, took the expression, Ua, mi, mi, debar, matana, from the wilderness to matana, to mean that by virtue of the kind of place a midbar is, a wilderness is a place held in common, free from chet, chatiyat, sin, akri, lack, forfeiture, and free from distraction. The Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, were there deemed worthy of having HaTorah, having the Torah given. So here, 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 Midrash note, Matana, 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 Matana means Hebraically, literally, a gift, a gift. Matana, 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 Matana means literally in Hebrew, Matana means a gift to them. So the children of Israel, the Israelites there in the wilderness, were deemed worthy of having HaTorah, the directions, instructions, the teaching of His Majesty given to them, Matana, Matana, at the hands of Moshe, to whom it is said, here, 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 Shemot, Exodus chapter 31, verse 18, the Lord gave the two tables, the two tablets of testimony. Vayitena il Moshe kaloto ledavir ito abehar sinai shnei lochota ha'eduta lochota evena k'tuvim be'etzra'a Elohim. And he gave to Moses, vayitena il Moshe, when he had made an end of speaking with him, k'kaloto ledavir ito, upon Mount Sinai, Behar Sinai, the two tables, the two tablets of testimony, Shnei Luchota Ha'eduta, tables, tables, tablets of stone, Luchota Eben, Luchot Eben, written, Ketuvim, written with the finger, Ketuvim Be'etzva of Elohim, Be'etzva Elohim. Vayitena illa Moshe kekaloto alidavirito behar sinai shnei luchota ha'eduta luchota ebena beketuvim beetzva Elohim. Uamiya matana nachiliel, from matana to nachiliel, to nachaliel, he took to mean that they are the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children, the Israelites possessed themselves of a false god. Here, 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 Midrash note, Nachaliel, or pointed as Nachaliel, 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 is read as though it were written, as though written, Nachilu, Nachilu, Nachilu El, Nachilu El. Nachaliel is read as though it were written, Nachilu El, they acquired a god. Nachilu El, they acquired a god. So thus, here, 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 from Matana to Nachaliel, Rav Yehuda, Judah, took to mean that there, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, possessed themselves of a false god. Nachaliel is read as though written, Nachilu, Nachilu, El. They acquired an El. They acquired a God. Shemot, Exodus, Exodus chapter 32, verse 8, where it's written, quote, "This is thy God, O Israel." Faru amahira minaha dereka ashera suitim asua lahem egela masekha. Vayishatachu alawua, vayaye ezibuchu alawua, vayayomru, eile Eloheka Yisrael asher ha'eluka me'eretz Mitzrayim. They have turned aside. Here, 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 Shemot, Exodus chapter 32, verse 8. They have turned aside quickly out of the way that I commanded them. Saru, mahiramina haderka sharasuiti. They have made them a molten calf. Asu alahem egela maseka. And have worshipped it. Wayishatachu alawu. And have sacrificed to it. Wayayizid bechu alawu. And said, Wayomru, this is thy God, O Israel, Eile Eloheka, which or that who brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. Wayomru, Eile Eloheka Israel, Asher Eluka Me Eretz Mitzrayim. This is thy God, these. Eile, these, Eile, Eloheka, these, thy Elohim, these, thy God, Eile, Eloheka, Yisrael, these, this, translated says this, in the Hebrews, Eile, these, Eloheka, these, thy God, Yisrael, Asher, who, He, Eluka, who caused you to come up, who aliyed you all, you, who aliyed the eye, He Eluka me Eretza Mitzrayim. These, thy God, who brought you up out of the land of Mitzrayim, out of the land of Kemet. And from Nahaliel to Bamot, and where it reads, from Nahaliel to Bamot, Ua mi Nahaliel Bamot. And from Nahaliel to Bamot, Rav, Yehuda, Judah, took to mean that after they took possession of the false god, the angel of death, the Melaaka Mavet, the Melaaka Mavet Mot, came out against them. Hear, Midrash note, Bamot. Bamot is read as though written, Ba-Mavet, 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 Bamot, is read as though written, Ba Mawet, the angel of death came out. Ba Mawet, Ba Mawet, the angel of death came out. Ba Lahem may be also understood as came for them. Ba Lahem, Ba Lahem may be understood Hebraically as came for them, came to announce to them that the hour of Mawet, Mawet, Mot, Moot has come. As it is said, even in Bamidbar in Numbers chapter 14, verse 35, surely in this wilderness they shall be consumed, and there they shall die. Bamidbar, Numbers chapter 14, verse 35, Ani Yehovah debarti im lo zota esse lekol ha'edah ra'ah hazota hanano adim alu v'amidbar hazeh yitamu v'sham yamutu. I, he who be who he be, Ani Yehovah, Ani Yehovah, I, he who be who he be, have spoken. Ani Yehovah debarti, surely im lo, surely this will I do to all this evil congregation. Ani Yehovah dibarti im lo zota esel kol ha'edah ra'ah, that are gathered together to gather against me, that are gathered together to gather against me. Ha no adim alai, ha no adim alai, against I. In this wilderness, Bamidbar Hazeh, in this wilderness, Bamidbar Hazeh, they shall be consumed, Bamidbar Hazeh, Yitam, and they with Sham, and there with Sham, they shall die, with Sham, Yamutu, Ani Yehovah, Dibarti, Imlo, Zota eisel kol ha'edah ha'ra'ah ha'zota hanno adim alai bamidbar hazeh yitamu v'sham yamutu. And from Bamot to the valley that is in the country of Moab. Ua mi bamota ha gaya shara bia sede Moab. He, Rav Yehuda, took to mean that in the valley of Moab, they did that which delayed their entrance into Haaretz, into the land, so that Moshe, the servant of Yahweh of Jehovah, having died outside the land, had to be buried in the valley. Of this, Yeremiah, Ermias said, how canst thou say, I am not defiled, I have not gone after the Baalim. See thy way in the valley, know what thou hast done. Ech tomri, lo nitameti, achreya ha-Baalim, lo halati, ri, darkeka bagaya, da'i me asit. Ha Rebanim, the rabbis, the scholars of Torah, took the Hebrew, uami amid debara, matana, from the wilderness to matana, to mean that by virtue of the kind of place of midbar, a wilderness is, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, were there deemed worthy of having HaTorah, the Torah, given, matana, gift, matana, to them. But from matana, to Nahaliel, HaRebanim, took to mean that they, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, the Israelites, took possession, nachilu, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of the Holy One, blessed be He, as their God, as their El, the true El, HaEl. And HaEl, the true good, the true God, the Almighty HaEl, took possession of them as Amo, as His people. And here, a Midrash note right here. In the ET, the edited text, these two interpretations, these two Targums of Bamidbar of Numbers, Numbers chapter 21, verse 18b, and Numbers Bamidbar chapter 21, verse 19a, are not in the order in Scripture. They are accordingly transposed here. Hence, here, said David, I shall compose a mizmor, a psalm, a chant, an intonation, Isis. I shall compose a mizmor about both acts of possession. For the leader upon the nechilot, possessions, a psalm of David, of David. Lam natzeach illa hanechilot mizmor le David. Another comment on from Matana to Nahaliel, do not read from Matana, but because of the gift, Matana, that thou, O God, O true good, hast possessed us, I and I, of. Here, Midrash note, Nahaliel, is now rendered as though it was spelt Nachalta El, thou, O El, true good, true God, Almighty, has possessed us, possess I and I of. Nachalta El, thou, the I, O El, true good, true God, has possessed us, I and I of. Nachalta El. That is, because of the well that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the sanctified, set apart one, the Isle One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, gave to the Bnei Yisrael, to the sons of Yisrael, to the children of Israel, they sang a song. And here a Midrash note, Bamidbar, Numbers chapter 21, verse 17, that reads, then sang Israel this song, spring up, O well, sing y'all to it. Az yashira Yisrael et hashira hazota Eliyav era Ainu alaha. Then sang Israel, Yisrael, this song. Az Yashir, Yisrael, Et HaShira Hazot. Spring up, O well. Eli Be'er, Eli Be'er. Sing ye, sing y'all. I know, Laha, Enulaha. Sing y'all to it, sing y'all to her, sing y'all to her. Az Yashir Yisrael et Hashira Hazota Eliya Be'er Ainu Laha. For the water of the well, the Be'er, the water of the well flowed out like a river, like a Nahal, for them, so that whenever a woman, an Isha, wanted to go from her father's bait, her father's house, to her husband's bait, her husband's house, she had to go in a boat. And here, Midrash note on, for the water of the well flowed out like a river, a nahal, like a river, nahal, for them. As David says, God, open the rock, and the waters gushed out. They had to go in boats, tsiyot, as in a river, here. Psalm 105, verse 41. Patach sora vayazuvu mayi halku batziyota nahar. He opened the rock, patach sora, and waters gushed out. Vayazuvu mayi. They ran, halku, a river in the dry places. Batziot nahar, patach sor, wayazubu mayim, halku, batziot nahar. And the Midrash note here, the AV authorized version reads, they ran in the dry places, the tziot, like a river. Batziot Nahar. What can Tziot mean here except boats? As in the phrase, gallant ships, sea, in Yeshayahu, in Isaiah chapter 33, verse 21. Gallant ship, sea. Ki im sham adir Yahuwah lanu. Mikoma neharima yorima rachveya yadim. Bala teleka boa onia shait. Tsiya dir lo ya avreinu. But there, he who be, we be Yahweh, Jehovah, will be with us in majesty. Ki im sham adir Yahweh lanu. But there, he who be, we be, will be with, I and I, will be with we, will be with us in majesty. Ki, im, sham, adir, yaw, lan. In a place of broad rivers and streams. Mikoma, neharima, yorima, rachveya, yadai. Wherein shall go no galley with oars. Bal, telekaboa, onni, ashayit. Neither shall gallant ship pass thereby. With si adir lo ya abreinu. With si adir, gallant ship. With si adir will not pass thereby. Lo ya abreinu. So here you hear the connection with the si adir, gallant ship or majestic ship, the majestic sea, with tziot, which can mean boats as well as dry place. A different exposition of the phrase from Bamidbar, from Numbers chapter 21, verse 18b to verse 28, from the wilderness to Matana, and from Matana to Nahaliel, and from Nahaliel to Bamot, and from Bamot to the valley. Ua mia midbara matana, u mia matana nachliel, ua mia nachliel bamot, ua mia bamot hagai. Rav Yanai said, He who makes himself a pasture, whereon all may trample, gains the gift. Matana, matana, gains the gift, the matana of Torah. And after he gains the matana of Torah, Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'el, Ha'el, takes possession, Nachaliel, Nachaliel, of him. And after Ha'el, Ha'el takes possession of him, he rises to high places. As it is said, Nachaliel to Bamot, Bamot, high places. So here, Midrash notes right here. The note, he who makes himself a pasture, he who makes himself a pasture. The Midbar, the wilderness is referred to as a pasture because cattle were put out to graze in it. So he who makes himself a pasture, because the wilderness is referred to as a pasture because of cattle. Cattle were put out to graze in it, whereon all may trample gains the gift, the matana of Torah. And after he gains the matana of Torah, Ha'el takes possession, Nachaliel, of him. And after Ha'el takes possession of him, he rises to high places, as is said, Nachaliel to Bamot, Bamot, high places. So here, Midrash note, and after El, Ha'el, Elohim, to Bamot, to high places. But if he then becomes arrogant, affliction will visit him. For it is said, Bamot to the valley. Ua mi Bamot Hagai. Ua mi Bamot Hagai. From Bamot, high place, high places, to the valley. Ua mi Bamot Hagai. The Edat Yisrael, the congregation, the aggregation of Israel, said, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, possessed me of the gift of the well as a gift. The congregation, aggregation of Yisrael said, because HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, possessed me of the well as a gift. And here, Midrash note, the text here in the Midrash Tehillim, in the Midrash on Psalms, the text, it returns to the previous Targum, the previous interpretation, Targum, of Matana, as the gift of the Be'er, of the well. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu possess I of the well as a Matana, as a gift, I took El, Ha'el, Ha'el, the true good, the true God, as the lot of mine inheritance, Nachalti. Hence, here it is said, from Matana to Nachaliel, as it is written even in Aikha, Lamentation, chapter 3, verse 24, the Lord is my portion, saith my soul, saith my psyche. Lamentations chapter 3, verse 24. Chelki Yehovah amra nafshi al kin ochil lahu. He who be who he be, Jehovah, is my portion, saith my soul, saith my psyche, nafshi. She says, he who be who he be is my portion. She says, Chelki Yehovah amra nafshi al kin. Therefore, Ochil lau, I will hope, I will expect in him. Ochil lau, chelki Yehovah amra nafshi al kin. Ochil lau. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, says to Yisrael, as I am your portion, so you are my portion. As is said, for the Lord's portion is His people. Jacob is the lot of his inheritance. Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 9. Ki chelek Yehovah ammo Yaakov chevel nachalto. For the portion of he who be who he be of Yehovah, of Jehovah, is his people. Ki chelek Yehovah ammo Jacob, Ya'ikov, the lot, Chevel, of his inheritance, Nachilato, Ya'ikov, Chevel, Nachilato, Ki, Chelek, Yahuwah, Ammo, Ya'ikov, Chevel, Nachilato. And so, David said, you are the inheritance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, the Ayla One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, and He is your inheritance. For it is said, even in Isaiah chapter 19, verse 25, the Lord of hosts hath blessed him, saying, blessed be Yisrael, mine inheritance. And here, Isaiah chapter 19, the fuller verse 25. Asher berko Yahuwah tzvaot lemor, Baruch ami Mitzrayim, Ua ma'iseya yadaya ashur, v'nachlati Yisrael, for that he who be, we be of hosts of armies, hath blessed him. Asher berko Yahuwah tzvaot, saying, Lemor, Baruch, blessed be Ami, Mitzrayim, blessed be Mitzrayim, Egypt, Kemet, my people, Baruch, Ami, Mitzrayim, Ua, Ma'iseya, Yadaya, Ashur, and Assyria, Ashur, the work of my hands, Ua, Ma'iseya, Yadaya, Ashur, and Yisrael, and Israel, mine inheritance, v'nachlati Yisrael, asher berko Yahuwah tzvaot, for he who be, he be of hosts hath blessed him, asher berko Yahuwah tzvaot lemor baruka ami Mitzrayim, ua ma'iseya yadai ashur, v'nachlato Yisrael, and Israel, mine inheritance. Note that the verse of the Mizmor of the Psalm does not use the singular, nachla, but the plural, nechilot. And here, Midrash note, nechilot is, strictly speaking, the plural of Nechilah, not Nachila, not Nachila. Nechilot is, strictly speaking, Hebraically speaking, the plural of Nechila and not Nechila, Nachila. Once again, to the Midrash on Mizmor Hey, note that the verse of the Mizmor does not use the singular Nachila, but the plural Nechilot, in order to signify two inheritances. The one, you're taking possession of Ha'el Elohim, the true good, the true God, and the other, his taking possession of you. And what phrase proves that only after the gift of the well were the Bnei Yisrael, the children of Israel, ready to take possession of Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'el Elohim, as their inheritance. From Matana to Nachaliel, before the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the children of Israel, drank from the well, even on the very day they were to drink from it, they used to ask, according to Shemot, according to Exodus chapter 17, verse 7, is the Lord, is Yahuwah, is Jehovah among us or not? Is he who be, who he be among us or not? Heyesh Yahuwah b'kerbeinu im ayin. Heyesh Yahuwah b'kerbeinu im ayin. Im ayin. As if to say, if he is, if he be, it is good. If he is not, if he be not, we, I and I, shall choose another El Elohim, another God for ourselves, for I and ourselves. But after they drank from the well, they said, according to Shemot, Exodus chapter 24, verse 7. All that the Lord have spoken, we will do and obey. Vayikach sefer habrita, vayikra be'aznei ha'am, vayomru kol asher diber Yahowah na'iseh v'nishma'ah. And he took the book of the covenant, vayikach sefer habrit, and read, vayikra, in the hearing of the people, be'aznei ha'am, in the ears of the people, and he read in the ears and the hearing of the people, vayikra be'aznei ha'am. And they said, vayomru, kol asher diber Yahowah na'iseh v'nishma'ah. All that he who be who he be, that Jehovah have spoken, will we do, will I and I do, and obey and hear. Kol asher diber Yahuwah na'iseh v'nishma'ah. V'nishma'ah. Thereby, we, I and I, came into possession of two inheritances. We took thee, the I, and we took HaTorah, and we took the Torah. And here, Midrash note on, and we took the Torah. This is the P.E., the printed edition. The words, quote, and thou didst cause us to inherit HaTorah and the Eretz Yisrael, and the land of Israel, are omitted here as in the P.E., the printed edition. As David said, thy testimonies have I taken as a heritage forever. Even here in Psalm 119, verse 111. Thy testimonies have I taken as a heritage forever, forever. Nachalti edoteka le'olam. Thy testimonies, edoteka, have I taken as a heritage. Nachalti, nachalti, edoteka, forever, le'olam. For they are the rejoicing of my heart, for the rejoicing of my heart, kia, si sona, libi, heima, they are. The rejoicing of my heart, they are. Kia, si sona, libi, heima, 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 heima. Live by the Torah and the wicked are gonna crumble, baby.
My advice to all, advice to all, advice to all, advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments,
of the Ten,
and can elaborate on,
and elaborate on,
and elaborate on,
and elaborate on.
If the nation for which I am the emperor follows and accepts this,
and accepts this,
and accepts this,
and accepts this,
and accepts this, since it's also what I accept and follow,
accept and follow,
accept and follow,
accept and follow,
accept and follow, I would believe our country is not only historically Christian,
historically Christian,
historically Christian,
historically Christian,
historically Christian, but also actively Christian,
actively Christian,
actively Christian,
actively Christian,
actively Christian. Live by the Torah and the wicked are gonna crumble, baby Bible. Shout up two songs and the wicked them tremble. Live by baby Bible. Shout up two songs and the wicked them tremble.
למנצח אל הנפילות מזמור לדוד אמרי האזינה אדוני
בינה הגיגי, הקשיבה לכל שרי, מלכי ואלוהי כי אליך אתפלל, אדוני בוקר תשמע קולי, בוקר אערוך לך ואצפה, כי לא אחפש רשעת אף, לא יגורך רע, לא יתייצבו הוללים לנגד עיניך, שנאת כל פועל לעוול, תאבד את דובריך זב, איש דם אם הוא נרמה יתעב אדוני. ואני ברוב חסדך עבודתך, אשתחווה לך על קודשך ויראתך, אדוני נחני בצדקתך למען שורריי, הישר לפני דרכך, כן בפי הוא נכונה, קרבם אבות קבר פתוח גרונם, לשונם יחליגון, האשימם אלוהים, יפלו ממועצותיהם, ברוב פשעיהם אדיחם אוכי מערובך, וישמחו כל חוסבך לעולם ירננו. ותעשך עליהם מוביע לצובך, אוהבי שמך, כי אתה תברך צדיק אדוני, כתמנע רצון תעתרנו.
מזמור ה' למנצח אל הנחילות מזמור לדביר. אמרי האזינה אדוני, בינה הגיגי. הקשיבה לכל שבעי, מלכי ואלוהי, כי אליך אתפלל. אדוני, בוקר תשמע קולי, בוקר אערוך לך ואצפה, כי לא אל חפץ רשע אתה, לא יגורך רע. לא יתייצבו הוללים לנגד עיניך, שנאת כל פועלי אוון. תאבד דוברי חזב, איש דמים ומרמה יתעב אדוני. ואני ברוב חסדך אבוא ביתך, אשתחווה אל היכל קודשך ויראתך. אדוני, נחני וצדקתך למען שורריי, הישר לפני דרכך, כי אין בפי הוא נכונה, קרבם אבות, קבר פתוח גרונם, לשונם יחליקון. האשימם אלוהים, יפלו ממועצותיהם, ברוב פשעיהם, הדיחהם, תמרו בך, וישמחו כל חוסי בך, לעולם ירננו, ותסך עלינו, ויעלצו בך אוהבי שמך. כי אתה תברך צדיק אדוני, קצינה רצון תעתרנו.
Psalm 5. Give ear to my words, O Lord, consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God, for unto thee will I pray. My voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee, and will look up. For thou art not a God that hath pleasure in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell with thee. The foolish shall not stand in thy sight. Thou hatest all workers of iniquity. Thou shalt destroy them that speak leasing. The Lord will abhor the bloody and deceitful man. But as for me, I will come into thy house in the multitude of thy mercy, and in thy fear will I worship toward thy holy temple. Lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness because of mine enemies. Make thy way straight before my face. For there is no faithfulness in their mouth. Their inward part is very wickedness. Their throat is an open sepulchre. They flatter with their tongue. Destroy thou them, O God. Let them fall by their own counsels. Cast them out in the multitude of their transgressions, for they have rebelled against thee. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. For thou, Lord, wilt bless the righteous. With favor wilt thou compass him, as with a shield, 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 as with a shield.
Let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God.
Rastafari.